Radio Shouty.
Hey, cut up the station. It's about that time for Fila. Most likely he a small fry if he was stamped by Beehive. It's one in one station only. They got the streets on fire. So please do not touch the dial. Cut, we finna go live.
What's happening, what's happening, what's happening? Of course, you know it's your boy, B-Hot Radio Shout. As always, I got my podcast popping off in this thing. OG Gangsta Wicked, a.k.a. Big Galaxy. What's going on with it, man?
You and this Big Galaxy stuff. Look, you got people calling me that. I was told you to just stop it.
Because it's most, it's most slick.
My name is Galaxy Wick, man. Why you can't get that through your head?
Big Galaxy Wick.
Exactly. Big Galaxy.
And you got Dre, you got Dre, and you got Alpha Mega over here co-signing.
I'll ask you why.
Oh, because he a hater.
Oh.
Because he a hater,
so
that's why.
You Big Galaxy.
To be funny. He trying to be funny. Because everybody calling me. Because everybody calling me Galaxy.
So it's a Jedi mind trick.
Well, yes. See, now, the issue is the man tried to switch his name in the middle of the show, okay? I've been talking to the man Wicked for about 5-15 years. Then one day he come and say, damn it, my name is Galaxy.
What? And I said, Galaxy. Where did that come from? Where did that come from?
I'm turning over a new leaf.
Then I called myself going to add some swag to it. I said, you know what? If you want to call yourself Galaxy, I'm going to call you Big Galaxy. You see what I'm saying? But that ain't good. He want to take all the swag off.
That man can sell ice to a polar bear. You hear me?
I'm like, we got some players in the building.
Absolutely.
With us this evening. No,
well, we got one that's been here. Okay. I mean, he ain't no guest no more.
Okay.
You know, Andre Willis
say podcast partner.
Damn them. But we do got one guest though for the day.
Okay, now what are we going by then, Alpha? Because I tried to call your player.
I ain't none of that. We ain't gonna do
we
that.
We got the man I'm himself. Muslim.
No, I ain't the man himself.
You ain't the man himself.
No, that's Ric Flair.
That's Flair. That is Flair.
But let us know who we got in this thing, boss.
I'm just me. I'm Muslim, man. I don't want no problem about nobody. Everybody listen to me now. I don't want no problem.
I feel you. I mean, can I even call you Ted Woods Sad?
That's what they know me by.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to make sure just in case it slip out on me.
Alpha Mega Ted Woods Sad. That's what they know me by.
Okay, yes, okay.
Sir. What it is?
Ted Woods Sad.
Alpha Mega Ted Woods Sad. Okay.
So this is supposed to be your joke time.
This is your joke. See, there he go. Yeah. Doing the same thing he do to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about? What he do to me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm listening.
Sid, take us from day one, though, man. Can you talk to us about how you earned the name Tech Wood Sid?
We're not going to glorify that.
We ain't glorifying it. We just want your story.
Your
so
true
story.
Because
from
I'm from Tech Wood Projects. I'm from Fur Projects in the United States. And I was a young, dumb dummy when I was young. I'm being real.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff I did earned me a name that stuck with me. And it actually hindered me, too. You feel me? It helped, but then it hindered.
Yeah.
And that's how I earned it.
Exactly.
And can I give it back?
Wow.
Who can take it back?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something too, though, and I'm stop you right here. And I feel what you're saying and where you're going, yes, sharing sir. The old.
Yes, sir.
But the old is just as necessary as the future. So you can't forget about your past.
You
can't be embarrassed of the past. Mm-hmm. What you do is you take that past and you teach new Tech Wood says that are coming up. But if you disown that past, then you're not an asset to the new younger guys that will walk in your footsteps without your words, without your experience.
Do you think that
that's not people, glorified?
No, I ain't saying glorified. Do you think certain people would let us live down in our past?
You're not living the past, or what you're doing.
No, I said live it down. Like some people, they can remember you. Some people can remember you when you was 9 years old sucking your thumb.
Right.
And they'll still be talking about you 60 years old. Man, I don't want you to suck his thumb. I don't want to hear all that.
But I mean,
but that's what he used to do.
But you're talking about,
now
nah, that ain't what we're saying. I get what you're saying.
Yes,
meaning this right here. Like, I don't make no apologies for the old ghetto mafia music.
Yes,
I tell when people come to me now, they be like, you know, I'm 50 years old. I'm not standing on the corner selling dope no more. Mm. I'm not robbing. I'm not doing none of that.
Yes,
but at the same time, what I did then was necessary. It was a product of what I was living at the time. Now when I'm seeing my son and kids his age doing the same thing, I say, look at this right here. Come listen to this. See, this is what your pops did when I was in 1996. So that you think I'm lame now. I'm out of touch with everything. Let me show you what I did right here. So now when I tell you something, it carries weight. Because I've been where you've been. So what the point I'm making to you now is that, yeah, we all in here, we can see the change in you. But that past is going to help a lot of people.
Okay,
they need to hear.
It's guys right now that don't know you that need to hear
Techwood said.
Okay, I got you. Let go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There you go. Hold on. I don't want to cut y'all off. He looked me in my eye like we was on the yard. He said, I'm trying to tell you. You better listen. Take your knife. I know you're trying to go home, but they're stabbing in here. And you better listen right now. Don't you dare come in here talking about it. You sitting out. I'm not going to let them kill you on me. So get this knife and let's go eat. Okay.
I got you.
We're going to eat. We're going to give me the knife. We're going to eat. They got it.
Oh, my God. That's about for real.
I felt that.
We had the same thing with Dre when he first came.
Yes, sir.
Because when Dre first came in here, he was kind of in the same thing. Like, I'm not trying to glorify what I did back in the day, blah, blah, blah. He was saying the same thing.
Yes, sir.
We all have. I had to do it with B-High when he would always call. That's what the name thing about when he'd be calling me Wick of Ghetto Mafia.
Yes, sir.
I'd be like, I'm trying to get away from that particular. So I understand exactly where you
thank
at.
You.
But
you.
At the same time, there's people that need to hear that they need
order,
to hear Tech Wood said
to
be able to
with what
exactly
talking about now. Okay. That,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they'll listen to you more because you've lived that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I said, it's okay for me to let them know I rode the little yellow bus to school. Y'all laughing.
He ride it right now. What are you talking about?
I really rode
it. He gonna ride it when he leaves.
I was on there. I used to get on there with Polo Down.
Yeah.
Leg crossed.
But I was tall though.
I used to get on there and I used to tell all my friends, I used to say, I get to school before y'all do, so I ain't mad.
Yeah.
I ain't got to walk in the cold. You feel me? I'm here. I got two teachers, so you know I'm going to learn more than
that's how I get there for y'all, though.
You and I got two teachers.
You get lunch and everything. I wonder what they feed you. Breakfast early.
I'm getting all that. Let me get that up off of you.
Answer me this, though, said.
Yes, sir.
Coming out of Techwood, the first projects in America, though, mm-hmm. man. What was it that you think turned you into Techwood said coming out of there, man?
Because it was a thing where predator and prey, you feel me? If I'm coming up around something that I can't let you bully me, you feel me? I don't want to do nothing to you. But you're not finna be sending me home with no swole up eye and taking my little money, my mama getting welfare, but you crazy? We finna fight every day. She gonna beat me head to death when I get back, cause
exactly.
I don't let you take my little 35 cent.
Right.
You feel me? That's what turned me into it.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It made me to the point where, and me going through things personally with mama them too.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Mama went through what she went through.
Mm-hmm.
We went through what we went through. Everybody was going through it back then. You, come on, man. You 50
exactly.
years old.
Mm-hmm.
You remember government cheese, powdered yeah. milk. See, a lot of them don't want to talk about that now. They talking about it hard now, but we were there when it was hard.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They just gave us a breather.
Exactly.
You think we had a breather. Now it's getting back hard. Everybody talking about, man, it's so hard. No.
Yeah.
This gave us a breather. Get back in the game. Get on back in there.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
When you found yourself getting into the game and into the streets, though, man, what was it that made you stick to it versus saying, you know what, I'm going to come out of here and go to school and choose a different route? What was it that made you embrace the streets at the same time?
What made me embrace the streets more because I started making a little money to where I can buy what I wanted to buy. I was able to walk downtown at Walters and go in there and give me them those. You feel what I'm saying? Without asking my mama for something, it becomes addicted. Getting money becomes addicted. But I think getting money is an addiction like being on drugs. I think getting money is an addiction like a sex addiction. Maybe worse than both of them.
Yeah.
Because you can make $3 million and say, hey, man, I got to get six. I make six, I need 12.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? And then that's how I was looking at it. I was like, well, I can't get out of it now. You don't start it. You don't already, you don't hit the sack, you might as well keep hitting. You know, you go, you know, like a fiend.
So then, when you find yourself starting to get banged up behind it, though, man.
It was then, we was so stupid. Come on, B.I. Y'all from this, man. Y'all from this red clay, man.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to say red clay no more, but we from this Georgia.
I'm with you.
And we know when you getting banged up back then, we were young, it was a badge of honor.
Right.
We thought it was a bad number, but we were really dummies. We ain't knowing it. Just keep adding up on you, bro. You keep, you know, your old house, a lot of money now. Keep getting banged up. So, but we kept doing it. I ain't gonna do it no more. You can be sitting in there. I don't did it before.
Yeah.
I know how y'all feeling now. So I'm all sitting in there right now. I'm buying when I get out of here. I wanna go. I ain't gonna do it no more. Get right back out. You run into that crowd you ran with, and they doing it, and you ain't doing it, and then Burger King talking about getting you back then when it was 4-3-25 hours.
But you're 10, man.
Who finna? That still ain't a lot.
I know.
Exactly.
Now, what you gonna live on 10 hours?
Right.
So we got to be able to talk to these boys and tell them, listen, y'all need to go get some trades and stuff like this. Nobody did that to us. They didn't do that to us. Think about it. They didn't do that to us. The only thing that got did to us was, I'll tell you, hey, man, go to school. You ain't around him. They ain't enforced nothing. They ain't tell you go to school, get a trade. Hey, man, listen, learn. What I learned, younger, from them, don't learn what to do watching me, learn what not to do. That's what you learn. See, y'all, when I look at people, it's like that old commercial, you can learn a lot from a dummy. Because you learn what not to do. I learned not to ride without my seatbelt on. You feel me? I ain't learned to ride with it on. I learned not to ride with it on. I seen this dummy go through this windshield. I don't want to go through that. And it's the same thing we got to pass on to them. Don't look at me trying to learn what to do with this street. No, learn what not to do, dog.
What do you think could have been said to you back then that would have changed the outcome?
Stupid. Sit down.
I'm sure back then you don't have. I'm sure you don't have family members. You know you got.
But they were. But they were talking that when they. You got name. He caught up doing his thing.
Right.
Hold on the call up. Then they said, "Hey, boy, you tripping? Hey, boy, I heard. But I ain't. But I'm on. But it went no because everybody caught up in doing it. The money started coming, bro.
Yeah.
From everywhere. Not that I was taking. Money, they getting money, how they getting it. You know what I'm saying? So everybody trying to, I'm going to say, I need that money. So it started, it got so much money started coming. Money broke a lot of families up, a lot of friends. Money made people think they were better than other. People think they better than their own family. Because they had some paper. You feel me? So they went talking like that. I got to sit there and talk to him. If I'm 15, I got a homeboy that I'm looking up to now. He 18. But 3 years old, I mean, this fool don't know more than I do, but I'm thinking he do. You feel me? I'm thinking he do, because I don't know nothing about him. You feel me?
Exactly.
I was like, when that finally hit me, it was late on in life, and I was like, I done fucked up my whole life. I had a conversation with a brother, one of my brother, my Muslim brother, Abdullah, from the West End. And we had a conversation one day on the bunk. Dula got life. He kept telling me, stay out of trouble. He said, our smartest plan that we came up with got all of us locked up. He said, look around. The smartest plan we came up with got all of us locked up. And in these different cases, if you really look at it,
yeah.
I remember standing on the yard with him and we stand up on the hill and he talking to me, he trying to tell me to keep my head together, like keep me, he making sure I'm ready when I go back to the street. And he's like, look down up on where they lifting the weights at. He said, that's 1,000,000 years down there. Just them, we're lifting the weight. We ain't counting anybody else in the prison. He said, it's 1,000,000 years right there, I can show you that. These people don't care nothing about getting it to you. Every time you make a smart plan, they're going to show you you messed up somewhere in it. You feel me?
I'm with you.
Yes, sir.
When you came home the first time, what was it?
Celebrated. That? I was young.
Yeah.
I counted the first time I got out, I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
I went in trapping cocaine. I was 13 years old. Went down, came home at 16. I came home, I was. They get it. Cause I was still young.
Yeah.
I'm still running with the knuckleheads. I ain't listening. It's 1988, baby. What is you talking about? You know what 88 was like. It was going down.
Come on.
Listen, listen. It was popping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I wasn't thinking about I can go back.
Yeah.
Didn't care about going back. Cause I was young.
Mm-hmm. Seeing folks like Block who would go on to crank up labels and stuff during that
Block
time.
Block was in prison with me, bro. That was y'all don't realize. Me and Block was in Alto together. Block ate chocolate cookies every day. You know I'm telling the truth. He didn't go to the cafeteria.
Yeah.
He stayed on that phone eating chocolate cookies every day. Sit down, Block. You remember sitting down on the wall with him? Like, hey. And I'm like, man, come on, man. You in love, man. You got to let that girl go to work, man. We in here doing that. We was in Alto.
Yeah.
And everybody know Alto was gladiator school.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
I mean, surviving that with Block, but then also reuniting with him in the industry at the same time.
It felt good because when I ran into him, he was shocked because he brought Block, this real. Black said the conversation we had, we was in his Escalade before he had the Bentleys and all, he was in that Escalade. Remember that Escalade. Okay. He picked me up. He said, man, I'm gonna tell you shopping. I said, Black, I'm all right, baby. He said, no, I'm tell you something. Once you get in trouble, he said, I need you to come on in. I'm gonna teach you how to do the executive thing. And I said, executive thing? I said, I'm rapping.
He said, rapping?
He said, man, get out of my truck, man. Talking about you a rapper. He said, you don't wait, Craig, boy, you ain't no rapper, boy.
Yeah.
He said, man, it's me and you. I said, I'm rapping. He said, nah, let me hear something. He heard, he was like, oh, you really rapping. That was him do me to Jody.
Jody
was young Jody.
Yeah. Come on, that was J-O-D,
J-O-D-Y Breed.
Exactly.
And Big Alpha.
Woo.
I remember that. We did the song together, me, him, and Lil Jon.
What was them times like, though, Alpha?
It was fun, because you got, now I'm coming home. I ain't never knew nothing, how to do nothing different but that, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't know how to do nothing different but the streets. Mm-hmm. So I came home, I had made my mind up that I wasn't going back, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I had times in them. See, ain't nobody was here to tell you, bro. I went hard on the yard, but it was harder on the yard for me, too.
Yeah.
At times, I was sitting in the cell and crying, bro.
Yeah.
At times, I've been on that phone crying, bro.
Yeah.
Missing my children, bro.
Yeah.
Like, for real. When I left my babies were babies.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I used the Mary J. Blige song. What a name, the Faith Evans song. Soon as
I get home.
Oh, man, send it off, my God. McDonald Boulevard. Tears everywhere. In the window. Mama, come get me. Yeah. Like just being real. Because I'm thinking about my children.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got, I'm finna do all, they finna be out there, bro. They gonna go through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I never thought like that. I never thought like that.
What was the changing point in your life where that type of thinking took over? Because we've all had that time
It took over me when I went to Long Park. I was in Long Park, USP. I didn't go to no LCI. I went to FCI. I went to one LCI that was in Tucson. But in Long Park, USP, they placed me in the hole. Mm. They placed me in the hole, and they gave me a sweater. The sweater that they gave me when I got the sweater, because we were just getting there, mm-hmm. I smelled it. I said, man, this sweater stink. I'm 6'4". Mm-hmm. This white boy was about 6'10". Mm. One of the guards. He said, put the damn sweat on. So I'm standing there looking at it. I got the black box on like this. Dude, you tripping. You might not know who I am. He said, give a goddamn who you are. Look down, let me see. Hey, we got on one back. Sam Mong, I said, right. Oh, these motherfuckers be. And I said, man, they supposed be, they fucked them, goddamn. Yeah. Working at the jail, y'all supposed to be personal bodyguards.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said, you gonna put it on, or do you want us to put it on? I put it on. I said, I put it on, y'all gonna take the thing. I said, yeah. As soon as you agree, I said, I swear to God, I agree.
Yeah.
Don't jump on me. He's like, we gonna jump on you. If you don't put that goddamn shirt on, put the shirt on, and I start itching. Mm. It start itching all over me. I knew something wrong with the shirt.
Yeah.
So when they put us in the cells, I took the shirt off quick, trying to wash my body in the sink. Put the shirt in the sink, and it was just full of caked up dirt. I looked, and I started crying, bro. And I said, boy, this is for suckers.
Yeah.
This for suckers. And from that point on, that's when I started writing. Mm. I started writing my feelings down. Like, I'm writing a book before I started rapping. Then I started rapping. Writing how every day, how I'm going through mental stuff. You feel me? Mm. Writing, I thought about suicide. Yeah, I thought about it. Man, they can't tell me. And a lot of them don't did. There ain't no way they gonna tell you they didn't if you was in there doing a bid for real. Thought about it. This the end. Like, these people don't really put the dick on me. And I got to take it. I'm a man, though. You're going to take it now. You put yourself in that situation. I started preparing myself then. I don't want to go back. I can't go back. But I can't go back. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. No, you can't get out and take no money. Don't you do that to them no more. And I kept coaching myself, bro. Kept coaching myself. I remember coming home and him, he couldn't believe
it. Oh, no, but I told you. Stay out the street.
Yeah.
Stick to your career.
You do it with the rap.
What you know to
he
do.
He couldn't believe I was rapping, though.
But see, he'll probably talk about it, but I bought him a tour bus.
Yeah.
I said, hey, look, this you. Wherever you need to go, this your transportation right here.
Yeah. He brought the tour bus. When he brought the tour bus for me, he brought it to the Hurt video shoot. Mm. And when he brought the tour bus for me, I called him. Like, where you at? He said, I'm on my way. I got you a gift. Pull up in the tour bus. He said, it's yours. I said, what? He said, it's yours.
No, it ain't. No,
I said,
it ain't.
No, it ain't.
Said, stop playing with me.
You know the keys. I know you don't know how to drive it. I got you a driver. It's so shit. I was like, what?
So you had the Hurt video shoot, which is another classic Atlanta song as well. Yes, so, sir. I mean, what was the energy like on that shoot? And then you have a whole tour bus pull up on
energy,
your ass.
The energy was berserk.
Yeah.
The energy was totally off the chain, you know, because most of everybody in the video came from me. They came from, a lot of them was in the penitentiary with me.
Yeah.
A lot of them came from Arkansas, Alabama. Mm-hmm. They came from Texas. They all drove up, like, for this shoot. Like a couple dudes in that video, so it's a couple ex NFL players in that video. Y'all didn't even know it. They in that video with us.
Damn,
they just low key. They were with me, but they wanted to see me win.
Yeah,
they like, well, we want to see you win, long as you stay out of trouble.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. When it came to getting into this rap game as a rapper, though, man, I mean, your first forays. Who was the first person to come through with the deal that made you say, okay, I think I got something going on here?
When I first was released, I was released in Philadelphia.
Okay.
See, a lot of people don't realize that I got children in Philly, too. I got children in California. I got 24 children in my.
Yeah.
But.
I'm with you.
The first person that I wanted if he stamped it,
yeah.
I knew I was ready. And he stamped me with Beanie Siegel.
Mm.
Beans, man, I give props. My brother Sloan Lincoln, my,
yeah,
like legend, like real legend, like good dude too. Good
How did brother. You link up with Beans up there in Philly?
Because I was in the penitentiary with some boys. There was some big boys, like, yeah. And they was. They liked me.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know why people liked me. I was broke, man. Yeah. But they just liked it because I used to be me.
Yeah.
I was young, I used to be me. I was on the yard, you know, walking around the yard, I'm meeting people. Like, they might, a lot of people might be scared. If I didn't know that my uncle, even with my uncle, I'm gonna walk up and talk to him.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's up with you, man? They told me your name, Woo Woo.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's me. Who is you? I ain't nobody, but I'm trying to get on your level in life.
Right.
What do I need to do, sir?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Tell right.
me something. You feel me? And that's how I get with Beans through Amin. Mm. My man Amin, he had life. He gave life back.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Which is hard to do.
It's hard
in
to
the
do.
Federal system.
He gave it back on appeal, man. I went to testify on his behalf and told him. If it went for him, I'd probably still been in there with life.
Because
He actually kept me from doing a lot of craziness.
Yeah.
Damon I mean Meadow, he wrote the book Convict's Candy.
Mm.
It was on Oprah's book.
Yeah.
Listen, all that. But some good brothers out of Philly.
What was it like when you linked up with Beans, though?
When I linked up with him one night in his mama's living room, his mother's living room, his sister was there, Skeeno was there. He brought those skin, those bars, all them. And he just wanted to hear me spit. They heard me spit, and they was like, come down here. You got to hear him.
Yeah.
And when I spit, he was like, you ready? He said, you want to sign with us? He said, I said, get paperwork to mine. I was like, nah, I just want you to hear me, bro.
Yeah.
I know my boss like you, bro.
Yeah.
He wants you to hear me. I know I'm ready now.
Yeah.
He's ready. Then my man Omar Tiga, the one who really put it behind me, like put the money behind me, pushed it.
Yeah.
He was another big boy.
Doing that stuff early on, though, just as a solo artist, I mean, what was that experience like, just doing your own thing, not with no team, just Alpha Make out here, laying a smackdown in the rap game?
It was hard. It was a journey.
Yeah.
Because I had, you know, back then, we didn't have the internet like that. That one, it was just picking up. You know,
right.
Know
yeah.
And we had to beat the street.
Yeah.
You had to go to all the DJ pools. Mm-hmm. You had to meet the DJ, shake a hand, meet a friend, buy a drink, you know, talk about what you think.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it was hard, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
It taught me a lot of the business side of it, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
How the hell did you get from Philly back down to Atlanta?
On the plane.
But what was it that made you say? But what made you come back down here?
I came back because I knew this where it was at. I kept selling them that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jay Irvin kept telling them, Dr. J son?
Yeah.
That was my partner too. See, people, you don't never know who I know.
Exactly.
Better watch this stuff.
Yeah.
So Jay kept telling Omar,
mm-hmm.
Now yo, he need to be back down there where he from, cause it that way is it.
Yeah.
And O was like, nah, we doing it like this. We in New York, we in Philly, we doing it like this. We doing our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with it, but I carried on, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's the only way I'm gonna really make it pop, and that's how I really pop.
Yeah.
Once I came home.
What was this Atlanta like when you came back down here to this city though, man?
When I came back home, that's when the All-Star Weekend. That's mm-hmm. when I arrived back. You remember All-Star Weekend
yeah.
came? That when 50 Cent came out.
Yeah.
With the, it was totally new to me. Like, it didn't look the same.
Yeah.
And a lot of people I was meeting, they would say, yeah, come to my house, do a little week, record. I'm like, okay, where you from, though, homie? I'm from Vegas. What the fuck is you doing here?
Right. They call that the New Atlanta.
Yeah,
the New Atlanta. Yeah.
All these people wasn't from here, and I was meeting people from here. I'm like, who are these people, bro?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at people from Atlanta like, what is y'all doing? how is it possible that these people are taking off further than y'all taking off, and this is your background? This is your backyard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is something that was created here. Like, we didn't create music.
Yeah.
But we create our own movement.
Yeah.
Right.
So how is they making the movement bigger than you making it in this your backyard?
Mm.
Yeah. That's how I looked at it.
So then how did you go about penetrating it and creating your own movement at the same time?
I just, we Block.
Okay.
Though when I told the Block, then he was like, I'm going to help you guys. You rapping for real?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. So he started helping it. And I started just doing mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing mixtapes. I kept doing mixtapes. I did like 140-some mixtapes. By myself, no PR, no nothing. See, I was doing everything myself.
Yeah.
Now, the PR people came to me.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim, Ellie, them, I ain't look with them. They came to me because I was moving by myself.
Yeah.
I was doing everything myself. I got to. I had to. Mm-hmm. And that's with Shorty, he respected it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how me and him rocked.
So when you linked up with Tip, though, man, I mean, mm-hmm. Grand Hustle Muscle in this thing. Mm-hmm. At that point, we got one of the hottest labels in the game, man. Mm-hmm. Hottest movements in the game. What was going through your mind at that time when you realized that, hey, man, this team can't get no stronger than this?
It's finna go down. That's what I was thinking. It's finna go down. I'm finna eat.
Yeah.
And I'm finna make sure everybody around me need to eat.
Yeah.
It's going down. That's what was going through my head.
Yeah.
Mama, look at me, mama. I made it. You feel me?
Yeah.
You proud. Anybody, I don't care how old you is, you make it.
Yeah.
You want to know your children?
Yeah.
Your wife or your significant other?
Mm-hmm.
Your mama, dad, and all them sister, brother. You want that, man? I did it, bro. We did it. We finna do something now. We finna do something now. Something right. We
Come
finna
on.
Break the generational curse. It finna happen.
Exactly.
Finally, finna happen for it, like on Good Times. When you think about it, man.
Come on.
Talk to me.
I want to know what those sessions was like. You know what I'm saying? Like, take me inside, you know what I'm saying? You, Grand Hustle, y'all studio sessions. What was that like back then?
All of us had our own. Like, you can't look at an artist that was over there and they signed the same.
Mm.
Tell me an artist on that was on that label that signed the same.
Right.
None of us sounded the same. The first hit song that I know I came out of that studio with, and what's his name? He was DJing right there in Buckhead with Unk Camp.
Monte or Jelly?
Monte.
Monte, yeah.
Monte.
Shout out to Monte, too. He just had a little baby.
Monte.
Yeah.
Monte, the first song he played, the first night I ever played it in the club, it was a hit. That was the West Side OG.
Mm.
Me, Shawty.
Yeah.
Matt Boner.
Yeah.
And Killer Mike.
Mm.
The West Side OG. That was the first thing. When they threw it on, it seemed like everybody on the dance floor threw it down. Everybody was like, Monte, look at me. He said,
got one.
Got one.
Exactly.
Better than he said, you want the mic? You want to perform? And I said, yes, sir. Let's
yeah.
Let me get that mic. Get that mic. And it felt good to me, man.
Yeah.
And that felt like for real, bro. That was first, he won the first DJ and broke that song, bro. The first for real.
Mm-hmm. Being in Atlanta at that time, though, because, you know, I like to talk about that time in Atlanta as what a time to be alive.
Of course.
What was it like being alive and in the mix at that time?
It was going down. You talking about what it was like. You know it was going down. Shoot, come on, man. Dimitri was here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything was going down.
My God.
It was going. They weren't just the only ones that were getting money, that were living it. Like, all of us was, we might not been doing what he was doing.
Yeah.
But it was going down every night in Atlanta. It was not a night that you couldn't go out nowhere in Atlanta. You remember them days?
Mm-hmm.
You every night.
Exactly.
And then it's going to go down until the daybreak.
Facts.
It ain't going down at 1 or 2 in the morning. It daybreak, you coming out like this. Well, I can't, well, it's daylight out there, man.
But you know something, nobody really, and this is the thing, the times you talking about,
yes, sir.
We might have had a few little fights out in the parking lot, you know, might be a little one rusted 38, you know, to clear it out or something. But what you think about the how the rap changed and how it got to where it at today, where the kids ain't coming home from rap. When you were sitting up in there, you were seeing all this unfold with the new drill music, with these kids actually killing each other behind it.
I'm taking responsibility. I ain't gonna blame nobody else on the record. I think that record we put out was the lead of all that thing they doing now. Think about it. What record came out that was harder than Hurt?
Yeah.
That was gangster. That talked about all that right there.
Living in the dirt.
And everybody, after that, think about it. Everybody was doing dance music.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was doing good feel, good music. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, you know, we balling, we doing this. And that song, you ain't hear nothing about no. And I got more money than you. Look at the, bro, you get wrong. Well, I'm coming and boy, you're going in the dirt.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it seemed like that was the, how could I word the catalyst, to everything else?
My God.
And the first time I seen it that I knew that it was a problem, we performed in Cleveland.
Mm.
And when I got to when it came from my verse, I come up out the stage, and when I come up, I turn to the side on the big stage, and I see a dude runs down the thing in the arena.
Yeah.
But he got like 60 dudes with him.
Mm.
All of them got on black. He's the smallest one, but you can see he's their leader.
Yeah.
He looking at me from the stage, and I'm looking at him. He's rapping my verse word for word. Then when they say, fit that the front door and fit that the back, he testing his dudes. Bam. I said, they tripping. He said, keep going. They loving it. I said, man, you tripping. Somebody might get hurt tonight. Behind this song, man. And I just seen it. Everywhere we went, it was like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna put him out there like that. He played it. I seen him hit a DJ in the face with a stack of money because the boy wouldn't play the song again. Hey, we paying for it. He went trying to disrespect it.
Yeah.
The money hit it, pop.
Yeah.
I said, well, what's your money, man? You throw it down. And then we got it covered. This is your song.
Right.
We just want the killers. We want the killers to come. I said, oh, you tripping tonight. I come up out of Man City. I dipped up out of Man City. I said, they tripping on that song, bro.
Yeah.
Boom. And that's how I look at it. And I started hurting because I was like, these boys really trying to live what this is saying.
Yeah.
And they don't start making music now the way they feel like, if I ain't lived this shit or did this shit, ain't nobody gonna think I'm real.
Right.
Now you putting yourself in a predicament to send yourself to motherfucking penitentiary for help because you want to, the people, they can't validate you, bro.
Yeah.
It's entertainment.
Right.
This is real life.
Right.
This is not a video game. You can't put no other chord in this bitch and start back over.
Mm.
You can't match reset either.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, and add into Katrina with New Orleans when they start going everywhere.
Yeah.
Shit, you have a goddamn catastrophe waiting and motherfucking happen.
In one of my interviews, I told y'all what turned Atlanta out, Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
And me and him ain't even talked about it. But Hurricane Katrina came.
But everybody's seen it. It wasn't just Atlanta, though. See, people get it. It was everywhere.
It was, but I was talking about the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the city itself never was a gangbang city.
Exactly.
It was never on no this and that. It was on what hood you was from. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm from this project.
Yeah.
I'm from this hood.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't on no.
So let me get this straight. Or am I hearing this? Do y'all think that Hurricane Katrina was the catalyst for the gang movement? Is that what we're saying here?
No. We're saying is that's where all this robbery, all this stealing,
mm-hmm.
Violent acts. because we didn't have violent acts like that. Just like y'all just said, we didn't have that back in the early 90s, up into the 2000s. We didn't have all that. You have certain instances, but it wasn't so popular.
Right.
Now, gangs came in from these different places.
Right.
And that's where this gang banging is starting now. And they looking at it as wrong. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the original Crips and Bloods or whatever, the different gangs, they weren't just going out killing or warring. If you don't mess with them, we ain't gonna mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it was like supposed to be a brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't no brotherhood now, because you get your ass caught up on a case with your gang members. If it's 10 of them, I promise you 8 of them gonna tell them. I promise you that. So what type of brotherhood is that? And when you go to
them people put pressure on them boys too.
They do.
Nobody gonna tell them boys that. And now tell them that the state is different than the feds.
It is.
See, these fools need to just stop playing right now and tell y'all the truth.
Right.
They don't never do that, bro. They never do that. Tell these little boys the truth. These little boys just be growing up, because I was one of them.
And once,
I thought it was a game.
And once the feds hook that,
when they get their claw on you,
that organized crime, the gang banging and stuff, man, you looking at least 30 years.
Bro, I seen a dude get 9,999 months, and he was nothing but the dude who watched the calls.
Oh, God.
If I'm lying, I'm flying. He was over there with me, boy, and I'm looking in that camera, boy.
Now, who good at math? Add that up.
And I got another one. He came out of Mactown, out of Macon. He was in there with us. He had a stroke at 18.
Damn.
Behind that penitentiary wall on McDonald. I mean, he woke up in the morning, his face was twisted. They gave that boy 1,500 months at 18. See, people know they don't do the math. That's how the Fed play.
Right.
The Fed trick you with months. They don't tell you years.
Not years.
Right.
A lot of dudes can't count quick.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So if I tell you 1,500 months, okay. You can't count quick. You ain't looking at 12 months as a year.
Exactly.
120 months is 10 years.
Exactly.
1,200 months is what? 100 years. They just gave you 1,500 on them, bro. 1,500 months. He didn't know how to count like that. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And then when somebody told him, somebody told him and broke it down to him, that he had to scroll. Because he couldn't believe that he had actually played out to this. He didn't go to trial. He didn't know. The lawyer was just trying to get him out of the way, bro. You got real lawyers and you got public pretenders.
Mm.
Not a public defender. He's a public pretender.
Yeah.
Because they working for the government.
And then that one thing about the Fed, they don't care about who your lawyer is.
Yeah.
How much money you got?
Care about no money.
Okay.
They print the money every day.
See that?
What chopper with?
Right.
Got him.
Yeah.
He ain't the first one that they got. No, Yeager. They brought him home over to the United States with his army. with the medals on him.
In
arrest.
Well, see that.
So if they went and got home out of his own country, he was the president and all that money. What you think they'll do to us? And we in the hood.
Right.
The people just kicking, man. Like, I just wanted to reel out there, cause I hurt for these little kids, bro.
Talk to me about navigating those beefs with Grand Hustle at the time.
Which beefs?
With Shawty Low.
There wasn't a beef. It was a misunderstanding.
Talk to me.
It wasn't no beef. Carlo, rest in peace, Carlo. It was misunderstandings.
Yeah.
You got everybody was caught up at the time. Doing what they do. Carlo, I talked to Carlo. You talked to Carlo. Before Carlo passed, I talked to Carlo.
Mm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
When Carlos passed, I was in prison. I knew about Carlos passing after he passed. Like, as soon as he passed, I got a call that morning. When I got on the phone, called my baby mother. My baby mother, his sister cool, one of my baby mother. Mm. So that's how I find. I was like, what? And it hurt. Started around, you feel me?
Yeah.
You know, I talked to Big Country them when I was in there. Talked to Joe, talked to Mac. Country sent me some money, bro. Mac sent me some money.
Yeah.
Contrary, people believe, people say, ah, oh, man, man, I know they don't. Boy, y'all just sitting out there, just sit back and watch, man.
Yeah,
right. Stop trying to put your two cents in something you don't know.
And I stand
about.
To be, I stand to be corrected. Remember one of my previous interviews that I said that.
Oh, yeah. Let me say something about that.
Hold on. Let me finish. Then you can say it. Remember when I asked y'all what rapper in Atlanta that lived the life
that he rapped about?
Yeah, he said only one.
I said Shawty Low. I said only one, but I stand to be corrected. Mr. Alpha Omega himself. Alpha Omega.
Oh, God.
Hey, we sitting in the living room. We sitting in the room.
He's showing me
in the living room. I'm showing in the interview.
He showed it to him. I said, what the?
Am I top level? I'm right here. This is I'm right here.
How you forget about your nephew?
Look how he's speaking to him. You know, only two in there now. You didn't still even want to say it out loud. You know?
They sit in the living room. Yeah, I'm not. How did you forget about me? How did you come about? He's talking about, see, you been just laying low so much. I apologize.
I'm proud of you. Doing good.
I apologize. I said, but you can't take that back. It's on the video.
It's straightened up right now, though. You got it straightened up right now.
I straightened it up.
That's right. Yeah, that's all you can do.
Carlo really did live that life for real. You know what I'm saying? Carlo lived that life. You can't deny that.
Mm. How were y'all able to clear up that misunderstanding, though, man?
They cleared up what they had going on. It should have never got that far anyway.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Because you got to think, Shorty, he's steady. He was it. You feel me? And then you got to think, Home got steady, too. Home's in these streets, too. You know what I'm saying? So everybody a man.
Yeah.
Everybody got a penis. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So we can come to an understanding by talking.
Yeah.
We really don't have to go through all this, you feel me? And however they went about it, and I don't know, because I was gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. I was out the picture at that time. And I was already in prison, too.
Yeah. Okay, what about another misunderstanding with Ludacris, man?
With Ludacris?
Yeah.
Chris a good dude, man. Wasn't no problem with Chris. I seen Chris a little 5 point one time. You remember that Luda? I was in a little five point E. No lie. He was in that, I think it was a Royal Blue Ferrari or a Lamborghini.
Mm.
And I was in the E. I didn't even know this was him.
Mm-hmm. See that?
He saw me when he moved out of the car. I seen the car go by.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm eating. Well, damn, that motherfucker clean. I'm broke. I'm back broke again. Sitting here eating my little food. You know? Then he walked up. He's like, "What's up, boy?" I was like, "God damn, boy, give me some." I'm broke, bro. He said, "Boy, you ain't broke." I said, "Well, I'm hurting, man."
Yeah.
Like Jeffrey Byrne, I'm hurting.
Jeffrey
Byrne! I guess he thought I was joking. A lot of people think I be playing when I be telling them.
Yeah.
Do that. No, I be like, hey, boy. Bro, why give me $20, boy?
Yeah.
Like, back go at all, boy. Give me some dap and they gone. You playing. Ain't no way you broke.
Right.
Nah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it went over here with Luda. Now, that misunderstanding with Shawty had with Shaka.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that thing they had there. I don't know, man.
A lot of stuff, too, you know, behind. A lot of stuff behind. I can answer for a lot of stuff because a lot of this stuff It just be young.
That's
young.
All.
See,
it
people
be
don't.
Young.
People don't. That's the one word.
But see, young. And we went young though.
Well, now nah, I mean, we young minded.
We were young minded.
Well, see, my thing is,
we all
what?
Grown men.
Y'all right, had right, right. Misunderstandings, right. But nobody died behind
it. Right.
So my question is, for the
somebody,
young folks,
somebody. Could have.
Exactly.
But somebody see, actually was, could have, see, but they, the thing was, I don't think nobody wanted to go there like that, especially the ones who was in control, like the ones who was getting the money, that ain't what they wanted. You feel me? The only ones that could have led to somebody losing their lives on was the ones who didn't have money, the hangar owners, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People in your crew.
Yeah.
Because if I got 10 dudes over here, they broke, they think they gonna do me a favor.
Yeah.
My guy in there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He got 20 dudes over here, they ain't gonna do him a favor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then it can clash. It can actually happen like that. People do that. And then you might be sitting at home like, I didn't tell you dumbass niggas to do no shit like that.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with y'all, man? Get the fuck away from my door.
Yeah.
Change the phone numbers. You got to do all that. Get away from them.
Yeah.
Because you didn't tell them to do that. But people do that.
Yeah.
People do that. Like, nobody did it on nobody's command, though, because nobody wanted that.
And see, I was saying that to bring it full circle with the young artists out here now. How the hell were y'all able to do that and have that kind of a mindset when these newer artists don't have the same mindset out here?
Because you're trying to prove something.
Yeah.
You trying to prove like you got the biggest nuts. You know what I'm saying? You a real pit bull. You a real boy dog. You know what I'm saying? You kicking up the dirt.
Yeah.
Walking your territory with your piss.
Yeah.
And that's how a lot of things like that, from my point of view, how I look at it. You feel me? But me, it's no way you're going to let me touch $100 million and I'm finna jack it off with them out here.
Come on.
Talking about some me finna jump out on no car with no gun and do something. Who? Man, you better get waving this car. Oh, matter of fact, take $50,000. I ain't got no beef with you. I paid y'all. Let everybody know that.
Exactly.
Just go. Yeah, tell everybody. Yeah. You start. Yeah, you took that. Yeah. Take the 50. Just stay away from me.
Right.
Stay away from me, bro.
No, I'm with you on that.
Yes, sir.
I mean, Unc, when you saw Nephew out here doing his thing out here in the streets, how did you feel watching him getting busy, knowing his story?
Very proud, because he listened. Because I actually got out of prison before he was released. And I was like, you stick to what you love to do. And I'm going to be right there for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go wherever you want me to go. I'm going to do whatever you need, you know. Don't worry about no ends. Don't worry about no rent. Don't worry about none of that. If you need it, pick up the phone and call me.
Yeah.
Just stick to your passion.
Those are the words, bro.
And everybody has a purpose. You know, if you stick to it, it may not come so fast. Think about when Biggie met P. Diddy. Biggie was like, I'm broke. I still got to be in the streets. But you can't be in the streets and doing your legitimate rap, stuff because they gonna come. It's a possibility that you done messed up everybody's money who done invested in you because you gone to prison. So everybody lose. It ain't just you. You know, so you got to stick the bad times out, well, tough times. I ain't even going to say bad. Stick the tough times out and look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was very proud of it. I was very proud of it. And just like I say, we ain't going to get into it, but he picked up the phone. Oh, I need you to go to California with
that. Let it be. I knew you finna go somewhere with that. So you just said, let it be.
I said, okay. I said, well, explain to me. So we got into detail. No. Listen, we got into detail. I was like, okay. I'm going.
That's old.
I'm going. I'm just saying he could pick up the phone and say, let's go here. Let's do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with you. I got cussed out on that plane we was on.
Yeah. Because it was too small. He was going scared to fly.
He already scared to fly.
I am too. I had to get drunk.
I had to get drunk to fly. Me too. I do that too. I thought I was the only one that did that. I get drunk. But right, see, you know what? They don't bring it until after they take out. They be like, you can't get it yet. You got to win it.
No. We took off.
And I'm finna give you big old extra money.
He gets on the
plane. Keep them bitches coming.
You go, I look at it, we go down, at least we drunk. Exactly. We went out with a bang.
I controlled it. I'm like, B.A. Baraka, Mr. T.
We get on the plane,
sleep.
Right?
You got to put me to sleep on this.
We get on the plane, right? And he got to walk on the plane.
And duck down.
And duck down. So he say, man, fuck this. I ain't flying on this. I said, man, come on, man, sit down. He stood, look at me, huh? My head hitting the roof. I'm going to be in something this small. I say, hey, look, man, these are the tickets we got. We can go. Well, I need something to drink. Stewardess, come up. I say, ma'am, look. He already afraid to fly. Yeah, I say, look at his size and look at this plane. It was a regular Delta plane.
We in first class.
We in first class.
I'm saying, you got to be when I'm on diesel.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bro, this ain't me.
Yeah. Man took everything out of me to convince him to stay on this plane.
Yeah.
And when we took off, he had me so tight.
I had him and a white lady sitting. Everybody can get it.
And look, they laughing at it.
They laughing at it.
I said, how you gonna be as big as you is? Get on a damn plane.
I feel him. I feel him. The old white lady started rubbing my hand.
Yeah.
It's gonna be all right.
Don't worry, I'll talk you through. I said,
I told him I'm gonna go to sleep.
He got a five hour flight. He went to sleep.
I'm not gonna sit up here.
Yeah, you don't feel, when you're not in control. That's the thing.
Yeah. I'm the same way with boats.
Going on cruises out there, all that.
Like we go on the road in the car, I do all the driving.
Yeah.
I got like my big hat. Well, you can have them.
Exactly.
Let me do this because I'm going to make sure.
I'm going to make sure we stay.
I don't know what you're
exactly.
Right. You ain't going to sleep in my house. I ain't doing nothing. You tired.
I'm just elaborating on that, but go ahead, B.I.
During that time at Grand Hustle, man.
Yes, sir.
What was your favorite time where you felt like, nigga, I'm out here living my dream?
Is it safe to say that?
Yeah.
When I had six of them in the bed at one time. I had six of them in the bed at one time.
See, ain't no way. Ain't no way. And I ain't paid for it.
Nigga, wife gonna kill it. Yeah, you're dapping niggas up his head. Yeah, dapping up.
He walking the door.
She's gonna be like, motherfucker.
I'm telling you that, nigga. I apologize to all my children's mother. I'm no disrespect to y'all. But I had six of them in there one time, boy, and I was like, living your life.
You gonna get in trouble.
Like,
he's gonna get in trouble. Yeah.
And they had to pay.
Come on. In the top floor. Windows open. Everybody licking.
Can't nobody
down.
See.
No, we put on the show. I'm talking about it. Brighton was in there. My man was like, oh my God. He's sitting there like this. He's like this. This boy. Oh my God. I I'm sweating. I said, I need a drink. He said, did you take a pill? I said, you don't take pills? He said, how is you doing this? How's you doing it? I said, I need a drink. He said, get a man a drink. He told me, get a man a drink. Quick.
That's crazy.
I was like, bro, is you doing still in this room, though? I said, bro, I couldn't leave. He said, I was like, how's he doing
this? Oh, shit. Y'all crazy.
Well, I'm talking about, for real, we had a great night.
I feel that.
Matter of fact, it was on a Valentine. I had six of them.
Lord.
What was your second favorite?
Right. You see, he wanna put sex in front of his favorite moment. My favorite moment with him.
On the ward?
Yes.
Okay.
That was my number one.
Second favorite.
Yeah.
See, he to my
ward. That is second favorite.
See, no. But when I did that,
you gotta think, I ain't never did it.
I get that. But that should overrode.
I don't need a three. But you talking about six. You tripping, bro. How many can say they had six at one time?
So tell them about your second favorite. Huh? Tell them about your second favorite.
About performing in the awards?
No, when we walked up and they walked up to you and put you on the red carpet.
Oh, no. Matter of fact, that's my favorite one. Now you made me think about it.
Okay.
That was really my favorite one because I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
In California, we was in L.A.
Yeah.
And Lee Trent, you know, shout out to Lee Trent. He put the boy Uncle Crack on. He put Kid Rock on. He did all. That's what gave him my deal.
Mm. Walked up to him.
I didn't have a deal with Atlanta. I had a deal with Capitol Records.
Yeah. Mm.
Everybody else had a deal over there. They had a deal with Atlanta, not me.
Yeah.
He walked up to me, put me on a red carpet, took me to the mansion, introduced me to the big people. His exact word was, I'm looking in that camera. And Lee, you see this. Your exact word to me was, you remember it. Come and stand on the shoulders of a giant and let me show you the world you about to take over.
Mm.
I said, huh? He said, yeah. He said, I'm finna make you huge. He said, I like you. And I was like, oh my God. I remember calling my mama. Mm. And my mama like, I don't hear that shit. Send me some money. I was like, I get money. Mama, I don't hear that shit right now. Yeah. I just got a little money.
Yeah, I'm exactly. That was
the favorite. Then I can say the sixth, the second, then the third with the awards. Yeah.
Okay.
Dre, you don't made a man switch his number one. I like
that. No, because I didn't think about it until he brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's so.
That's
much.
1B. You're 1A and 1B.
1B.
Okay.
Yeah. 1A and 1B. Exhibit A and Exhibit B.
Your ass finna get in trouble.
So. Everything that happened back then, it actually made me look at things too when it slowed down. Like, damn, I was caught up in some evil shit too. That was evil.
Speak it to me, man. What was it that you was feeling like so evil?
The industry.
Yeah.
Industry itself.
Yeah.
I don't give a goddamn what nobody say. They tell you something different, they lie.
I tell you behind this all the time. I said industry gave me a few things. I said it gives most rappers this: sexism,
mm-hmm.
alcoholism,
mm.
drug abuse, disrespectful to women,
mm.
Sleep deprivation because we can't sleep good.
Eat right.
Uh-huh. And overall feeling of. Restlessness, not well-being. That's what I have. What the industry has given me. I have to fight against that.
The money that you're making. See, everybody want. They say, but if I had that chance, everybody say what they'll do. You don't know what you'll do. You get that chance.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I done seen some go crazy. You have too, ain't you?
Yeah.
Go crazy, yeah, when they got that chain because it was just too much.
You said that the other day when we was talking about different artists and stuff.
Yeah.
That maybe they, you know, they fall back out of the game.
Yeah.
We was talking about because the stress is too big when they get.
Yeah, the man himself, the artist is one thing, but the man is a whole nother thing.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, what is it, though, about the game that you felt like might have been too much for certain people?
It's the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you got. I remember flying to 3 states in one day.
Damn.
Doing interviews. You repetitively do the same interview, but in a different city and different state every day. You been answering damn near the same questions. You remember that?
Yeah.
You got to keep answering the same questions, though, at every station.
Damn.
That's a lot of pressure, man. Then yeah. They telling you, you can't get enough sleep. You ain't gonna get enough sleep. It's not gonna happen. And that leads to people taking other things to try to help them cope. You feel me? Mm-hmm. To keep this energy up to, on this. It's really pimping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a pimping you. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, hit the scroll.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Hit the scroll. I'm gonna pay you.
Yeah.
To hit the scroll. You know what I'm saying? You smile and look pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all I need you to do. Smile and look pretty. Yeah. Every city and state you go to.
Mm-hmm.
Smile and look pretty.
Nah, real.
When you saw the evil, how did that impact you, man?
I got into a lot of fights. Because I wasn't going for certain things. Like, yeah. I seen a lot of evil. Like, I seen a lot of bullies.
Yeah.
And it hurt. It hurt. When I got out of it, I actually felt like, when that happened to me, a lot of people felt like I lost. Okay, I lost, but at the same time, I actually was saved.
Yeah.
God can take you out of a situation to save you too, and you might be thinking you're losing.
Come on now.
And he actually saved you, because he already, but hey, you don't need to. This ain't for you, dog.
Yeah.
I just want you to see what was going on, but sit your head down.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that too, because I fought with that a long time. Last time I was on here, we was talking about the situation with Tip. When I was telling you, I said maybe the reason I'm not where I thought I wanted to be when it came to the rap is because maybe my creator didn't want to put that on me. I said, a lot of these rappers are walking around with stuff on them, claiming these tags. They started this trap mill. They started this. You know how heavy that is and what it comes with.
Heavy the head that wears the crown.
Yeah. Right. And so I had to get in the mindset of saying, you know what? Thank you. For not even giving me that at the time when I thought I was 21 years old, I couldn't handle no $20 million. It's a lot for you to be able to being able to handle that type of money, to be able to handle what comes along with that. You understand? Yeah. A lot of people went crazy or killed somebody or got killed behind that paper at that particular time.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So I understand exactly what you're saying. Mm.
When it slowed down, though, man, and you found yourself going back in, what was going through your mind during that time when you were doing that time? But now these memories that you got in your head, you got Nights of Six, you got award show nights in your mind. What's going down in your mind as you?
How did I get myself back in this situation?
Yeah.
That was what was happening. I was thinking that.
Yeah.
And I was hurt. I was hurt. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because I ain't never been love for Zelda. You feel me?
Yeah.
I was hurt. You feel me? And still love Zelda. Like you know, I don't told you.
Yeah.
If he was getting into it right there, I'm going to help him.
That's right.
Now, you know I said this. Mm-hmm. I don't say this. You feel me? I don't say this to a few people.
Yeah.
If he was getting into it right there, I'm going to help him. You don't want nobody to say, I'm going to help him. And then I'm going to walk away. Because I'm hurt. I've been hurt. You feel me?
Yeah.
I ain't saying it like no brawl hurt. I'm saying it as a human.
Yeah.
As a man.
You feel me? When I went back down that road, I'm sitting in there, I'm licking at these fools. I'm like, this is for suckers. I don't play myself again like a sucker. How did I do this?
Yeah.
God, what is the point? Like, what is you trying to show me? It's something you want me to do.
Yeah.
It's how you spam me, you know what I'm saying? You spam me because you got me going through it.
Yeah.
You ain't let me take myself out or you ain't took me out. So you spam me for a reason. You feel me? I need to know what it is. And I had to go deep into a depression. Mm. I had to come out of depression. I was so deep into a depression, then it caused strain with my church. Mm. It caused strain with their mother. You know what I'm saying? It still causes problems.
Yeah.
Trust me, bro. It still causes problems. It causes a problem with me. But I want to get a regular job. I really do. I got a regular job one time. Ain't nobody going to let me live. They ain't going to let me just work regular without walking up to me.
Yeah.
Why ain't you? Mm-hmm. But what you doing to him by working? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, trying to get me dead.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Paying my bills.
I ain't got no money like you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This same thing. When I was rapping, that was still a job, too.
Yeah.
That was a job. Y'all looking at it trying to make it seem like I'm a, like, every, all these rappers, like, he not no God.
Yeah.
Right.
She not a God. I don't know. They humans.
Right.
That's,
to work.
That's their job. They're going to work.
Right.
Their job has a lot of pressure on it, though.
Yeah.
That y'all don't see. Y'all just see what the camera shows you at the time when the makeup artist is and the stylist have put all this together.
Yeah.
And the director, he said, oh, cut. All right. That was very good, but the next, I want you to be more intense. Mm. Make them feel you. Make them feel you. Make them want your lifestyle.
Yeah.
This how they paint it. So when the kids and all them see it out there, they thinking that's the reality of what's really going on.
Yeah.
They don't know that it's a heavy burden, bro.
Can you speak to the burden part, too, for somebody that's young, that's watching this, that want to go and live that lifestyle? What do they mentally need to be getting prepared for if they want to deal with the success on that level?
Nobody care about your feelings. Mm. Nobody care about your feelings. Your feelings don't mean nothing. They don't hurt at all before. They don't seen feelings hurt, and they don't hurt them. So if you ain't prepared to have your feelings stomped on, please get you a 9 to 5. Mm. They're gonna stomp on your feelings.
Yeah.
You feel me? Then you gotta be prepared for the responsibility. Because now everybody's gonna hold you into a certain plateau, making it seem like you can't do no wrong.
Yeah.
They gonna make it seem like you can't even fart. If you fart, they gonna be on TMZ.
Yeah.
He's a farter. He is not one of us. You feel me? Did y'all hear it? Listen to the tape. We running it back. Yeah, you feel me? And if you ain't prepared for that, I just stay out of it, bro.
What was it that changed you during that last stint that when you came out of there, you said, you know what? I'm out and I'm not even going to show my damn face. I'ma just go cool out even when I get out this time.
Cause I was actually done and everybody used to tell me, look, shut up, and I seen all the foolishness, people losing their lives and stuff. And I told you, I used to beat myself up, bro, thinking that me doing the music I did was help start a lot of that.
Yeah.
See, I remember being when I first got in, I remember when they first hit their song on the radio.
Yeah.
I was in the penitentiary behind that wall when that came. On McDonald Boulevard.
Yeah.
So we was in there like, oh, solid on. We like, okay.
My theme song.
They're moving it. They really doing it.
That's our third album. Third song on the radio.
But that was the biggie.
Yeah, that was the biggie. You got me right now. You got me right now.
That was the one.
Yeah.
When y'all had us over there.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all here, we popping out. No, that's what we do in this city. What y'all talking about, homie? They ain't saying them with some blood on them. All that other shit, they talking about they neck. They don't know them bars. They're like, okay, whatever. The best, y'all niggas ain't hard as us.
Yeah.
We doing it.
They
had they biggies and they pox at the time. But when y'all came, we were like, oh, shit.
Hey, this question is for both of y'all, though,
yes,
man.
Sir.
How the hell do y'all feel about being able to stay alive and live to tell the story, though, because I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all partners ain't here to share these stories
right.
and reminisce with right now. So, I mean,
I feel tired. That's how I feel.
Talk to me.
I feel tired, bro. Like, I'm really just tired. I'm out of the bullshit, bro.
Yeah.
I'm me, that's how I feel. I ain't feeling no kind of way about being alive to tell the story. You know, every day is a blessing being alive. Every day above ground is a blessing.
Yeah.
But as far as telling the story, like, man, we keep talking about the same old shit, man. It's like he eating the same old goddamn turkey burger every day.
Yeah.
Man, give me something else. Ain't no chicken in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, talk to somebody else. Like, let's talk about it now.
Exactly.
See, the pay is back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk about, if we don't talk about pay, let's talk about slavery.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what happened with the slave. Let's talk about Martin Luther King. Let's talk about, nobody have a conversation about that, but they already have a conversation about the food. You know what's it called with now and then getting 30 bricks when
yeah.
16.
Yeah. Right.
30 of them.
Right.
Boy, then the Dino was getting 100. They wanted to keep talking about that. Man, it's not, that ain't it, bro. Like, let the pan be, bro. Yeah. Like, well, let's talk about the future.
Yeah.
Well, it's a blessing to me,
mm-hmm.
simply because I wanted to be, again, as I told y'all before, not glorified, but educational.
Mm.
So it's a blessing to be able to be here and to tell my story in hopes that it reach out to the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we do the documentary, and the movie or what have you, it will show, and just like he was saying earlier, show me what not to do.
Right.
All money ain't good money. You know? So it's like we got to try to reach out to people, especially the youngsters, and just like I always say, they future leaders of tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to be educational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not glorified.
All right.
Yes, sir.
You know, we brought, now what I do, want to get the respect and the recognition on how hip hop came to Atlanta.
Yeah.
From back in the day.
And we're going to, and is that, is that what everybody gonna take away from the documentary that's coming out that we got, you know what I'm saying, your nephew on and, you know, and all the celebrities in the city, you know, coming together for this documentary? Is that gonna be something they gonna take away from it, you know what I'm saying, how important that Phoenix nightclub was to this city?
Yes, but you got people that stuck to their passion because, again, everybody has a choice.
Mm.
But for them to start out at the Phoenix and stick to what they did, they built the history here. Mm-hmm. They built the history.
Yeah.
And just like he said, we want to talk about now and the future, but we want to show them what not to do.
Yeah,
right.
What not to do. Bro.
And the right way to do things. You know
that's
what I'm
how saying? That's how you know somebody love you, bro. A person can tell you what not to do. They can be honest with you and tell you no matter what your status is. If you got $100 billion, if you probably my partner and I can't tell you you wrong, then you really ain't partner.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's correct.
I don't want you to tell me no bullshit if I'm fucking up.
That's right.
You feel me? And this is how I look at
constructive
everything.
Criticism.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell to get him no constructive criticism.
Same thing.
I'm walking on eggshells.
I tell him something.
I mean, he want to fight, and you know what I'm saying? Nick still want to fight. Then I don't got to pay him a pride. I'm like Mike Tyson. Y'all pay him a pride. So the young bucks want to fight.
Exactly.
The young bucks want to fight because I pay him a pride.
they want to shoot. They want to kill.
Come on, man. A fool. Yeah. That's real.
No, I'm just talking. Yeah.
Like Mike Tyson, like I seen something with him. My daughter sent me, and it was him crying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said, I be feeling like a bitch.
Yeah, I seen that.
Because mother be trying me now, and I really want to just go there like
that. Exactly.
And I looked at that, I started crying. I said, Mike, you telling my story, Mike. Right. And I'm like, Mike, can I go hug you, brother? It's like, Mike. I feel you.
Yeah. But you know something, that applies to everything, and not just going there from what I was saying earlier about y'all, you know, y'all getting out and not going back to the same thing.
Yeah.
People try you on different levels, you know what I'm saying?
And do you know how long it took me to find him?
Damn.
8 years.
I stayed out of trouble.
I've been looking for him since 2015.
I don't want to be around you.
Hey.
In some trouble.
Where,
I'm running.
I got
asthma.
I said, y'all, has anybody seen my nephew?
Yeah.
I can't find him. Where he at?
I'm running in.
Yeah.
You on social media?
No.
None of that.
A social what? It's a social circle?
But Alpha, how did you enjoy that peace time, though, being by yourself?
Love it.
Free.
Love it. See, people don't really. Tell me this. I bet you been around people more than you've been by yourself since you've been alive.
Yeah.
That's true. Not me, though, but that's true.
Yeah,
I don't know.
As long as you ever been your whole life, you 50 now. The longest you ever been by yourself
is a lot. Is a lot. Cause me, I'm a loner. But I understand what you're saying. I can easily do that.
No relationship.
Nah, you know, I'm a player anyway. So I mean,
man, you definitely finna get beat up. Talking crazy.
We all. Don't have time for ourselves. We all don't take the time for ourselves.
Exactly.
We too busy trying to be something for everybody else instead of being something for ourselves.
Nah, I'm with you on that.
Saying? And when I stayed out, I used to be telling people, they like, hey, let me get your Twitter. I said, what is it? You know that I don't do the old, sir. But the Instagram then, sir, this phone just make phone calls
exactly.
And send text messages. I don't do none of those, sir.
Exactly.
Like, because that ain't me. I don't want to be caught up in the bullshit.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Bullshit. Yeah. 6 months out the year, I do what? My business.
And the other 6 months.
The other 6 months, I
stay out of yours.
Out of everybody else's business. That's a whole year gone with no problem.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right.
So if you can't do that and fix a regime, fix you a schedule up to do that, you're going to stay in trouble.
Come on.
And I don't argue with nobody. If I argue with you, I care for you.
Yeah.
I love you. I argue with my baby mamas. Me and my mama had words. Get out of my house right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah, man. Okay, I leave. You know what I'm saying? I argue with my brother.
Yeah.
Argue with him. Argue with everybody else around. That's me. My fault.
That ain't me.
That's
not his
phone.
Oh,
okay, I'm about to say.
That phone
sound like
an
ice cream
truck.
I thought
I'm finna get a bump pop.
Your phone sound like an ice cream
truck.
Hey, Master P, ain't ice cream.
I'm finna get a bump pop in this bitch.
God
damn.
Nah, that's my mama would ever come.
Yeah.
Talk mama.
But hey, Alpha, man.
Yes, sir.
Do you want folks to contact you? Because normally I'll say, how can people contact if they want to holler at you?
I ain't know about contact me. For what?
For booking you, getting money.
No, I did this. Only I did this interview?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Three.
All right, man.
Nobody said they seen me. Greg Street don't see me. I ain't never told Greg. I didn't come up there.
Well, they gonna be hitting you now. That ain't gonna work no more after they see this.
I don't want no problem about these people.
No. I'm saying that everybody gonna be wanting to talk to you now.
I know, but that's disrespectful though, because I don't want no problem out of you people.
I see what you're saying. I get excited what you're saying.
Yeah.
It ain't personal with them.
Well, you know, niggas coming with the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. I totally understand. I get it.
Eagles love to keep up bullshit.
Yeah, they want to keep it up. And you try to live peacefully, bullshit, but they want to put you back in some bullshit.
Come on,
yeah.
Man. I got 24 children, bro. 22 baby mamas.
Yeah.
18 grandchildren. You tripping.
Woo.
Yeah, I did this for real.
And got it.
And got
a damn 10-month-old.
A 10-month-old.
You got to put a child support coach.
Damn!
No, you didn't. She's taking me to it.
Yeah.
My 10-month-old mama.
So, Dre, you granddad. You got 18 kids. You got 18 nieces and nephews. You grand uncle.
Yeah, they making me great uncle, granddaddy. Shoot, great granddaddy right around the corner.
One of my other children, mother, my fifth child mother, he didn't want to do me to
him. Yeah.
And I told him, I said, well, why would you do that?
Because he kept asking questions about
it. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
When I was going to script club, everybody know me. They say, Hone don't tilt. He don't do that. Yeah. He don't play like that. He don't go up on the stage like that. Yep, you remember that night I came in there? You gave me 101. I said, I ain't doing it. He said, man, get them women that run, man. I said, man, I'm not doing this. I need that money, man. Yeah. You remember me saying that? And I went around and gave everybody $10. And then I tried to keep 50 in my pocket. Try to keep me a little dry 50. You know what I'm saying? He walked over there. He said, I know you ain't just cuffed that money.
Yeah.
I said, man, what wrong with you watching me like that, man? What is your guy going on? So then the one I ended up having the baby by, she was working there. She walked over there. I said, hey, man, get her off of me. She's not getting this $50.
See that?
That is not happening. He said, give the money. Then she was sitting talking. She like, so you know him? And he was like, that my nephew. He said, she cool. She like, well, he going home with me. I'm going to take him home. I drop him off. I said, man, don't leave me alone. You don't remember that? I said, don't leave me alone. I don't know her. I'm like, you gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right. I said, she not getting me $50. And I ended up having a daughter by her, man.
Man.
She got more than 50 than
I told you to get my 50. Go on about your 50. Look, he gonna sit there. When we leave, he gonna be like this. You kidding him?
The $50. You promise not to do the $50 story no more.
No, I ain't really know how to do that though. Yeah. I ain't making it rain. Making it what?
Oh no, I ain't never made
making
it rain.
It who? Making it what?
Oh yes, you did make it rain once.
When?
You made it real one
in
time.
In the movie?
You did it one time.
No, you did it one time.
Oh, in that movie?
No, it wasn't no movie.
What?
When we went to Onyx and you pulled up on that tour bus.
Uh-huh.
And went in.
You did it.
No, I didn't. Here you go. Hey, give us $1,001.
And I called 500 of them.
I looked at him. $1,001. Say, man, what you finna do?
Yeah.
Oh, he made it rain.
I didn't make it rain.
Yes, you did.
I gave the women that money, man.
You went to the stage and threw that shit.
No, I ain't never do that. I walked up to the stage. Yeah. Here.
Here you go.
Here.
They always
come on stage.
What'd you say, here?
It's here.
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 Now he's telling the secret. He cuffed 500. They didn't even have to do that.
People out your mind. I gotta be the biggest fool in the world.
I know that.
I mean, I agree. But hell, you asked for it.
Exactly. Well, fellas, Al,
yes, sir.
Man, Dre.
My God. Yes, sir.
Appreciate y'all coming through this thing as always. Wish y'all number the best and much success. You know, we're gonna have to do it again, man.
Yes.
I'm gonna sit right there. Uh-huh. Be High Radio, shouting.
I love
Dre. Wig.